All right, I think we're ready to go. So I'm going to fire up our video cast. And we're here doing our video pre-show for the 15th, right? The 15th, yeah. So anyway, I'm on my way to a wedding today, the 15th, Friday. And so I've got everything produced and ready to go for tomorrow, which is the Saturday cinema. And Elcott, the next step, is going to have to wait another week. I'm telling you, man, this getting organized, this is my buddy Don. It's his daughter getting married, Katie. And they're having it, fortunately, they're having it here in Southern California. Katie and Cam, her fiancé, the bridegroom, is they live in Sanford. They live in the Northern California. So, but they've come down to Southern California, sort of Central California, and I live on the upper edges of Southern California. And so they've made it convenient for everybody. But Jesus Christ, this is the toughest fucking thing for me to coordinate with this goddamn hotel. Because I said, I know I got a reservation for Thursday, but I'm not coming in until Friday. And I realize that I'll lose my, you know, I'll pay for Thursday night, even though I'm not going to be there. Well, I don't know, sir. Now you're changing your arrival. Yeah, but I mean, can't you just, like, I'm there? Well, that blew their fucking mind. So I was actually going to drive to the goddamn hotel, which is still about an hour and a half away from where I live. And then I got their confirmation email, which they were late in sending. I will not say the hotel chain name because I don't want to. I don't do that. Phil Hendry doesn't do that. I don't call out people. Marriott. I don't. No, they're very good people.
What's up, Thunder?
All right. So let's take a look at. I would never, ever call out any kind of business. I don't do that, Marriott. They are not, they were good people. They worked with me. So Marriott is always, they always work with me. I know I'm part of that Bon Jovi club. What the fuck is that called? Bonvoy, is that it? I know I have my Bonvoy number. I keep calling it the Bon Jovi number because I don't know what it's supposed to do. I don't think I've ever applied it properly. So, all right. Today is Encore Day. It's Friday. And we're kicking Friday off, as I mentioned, going up to a wedding. So let's take a look and see the 15th of April, which is tax day. What was happening last year? I think we've probably worked the month of April as much as we can. But we'll see, man, for our encore shows. April 15th. I can go back to April 15, 2020. That's still like pandemic land, you know. And you know what? I might have been fucking in Florida during this period of time. Don Berman talks to Phil about once working in a Don Berman talks to Phil about once working in a peep show. Radio consultant Tom Dofka introduces talk show host Bob Banana. Dean Wheeler is in serious pain. Okay, I have not, we didn't do this one, did we? Bob Banana? Bob Banana? I don't know, dude. Let me look at it. Good Shy Ballroom in Detroit, Michigan. It's the Bob Banana Spectacular. Dun, 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 dun. Now, Bob Banana. Dun, dun, dun. Thanks very much. Get the fuck out of here. If you're like me, you have a... You...
Hi, Phil. This is Bob Banana. How are you?
Great, Bob. What the fuck, dude?
You just laughed at him. Now he won't. Bob.
You just laughed at Bob. The Bob Banana Show. Let's see how it starts out, man, because I don't know where these fuckers... Far Out, my favorite song by Artificial Intelligence in Texas. Is that the name of the band? It is. There's No Ocean Here is the name of the track. The band name is Artificial Intelligence in Texas. That's a bitchin' track. I want to hear more from that band. I really do. I hope they got a fucking deal. I do. I hope they got a...
I was in the radio game.
I asked for...
Margaret, that may well...
Bud Dickman.
And me, Robert Leonard. Yeah, all right.
Jeez, God. Bud, what's your story? No one's asking you.
I'll do it, Bud.
Sorry.
Sorry. Hi, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show,
Bud Site.
Like you selling marijuana? No, we're not selling marijuana. Oh, fuck me. Let's try it again. Fuck me. Hey, guys, it's the world-famous to our website. And you'll find out at philhenryshow.com. That's Phil Hendry Show.
Testing.
The Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Sheath Underwear. Okay, boom. I think we're queued up. So this ought to be funny. Radio consultant. All right. So that is the extent of our pre-show today. Just what else? What other news can I report to you guys? Well, I went out and bought a whole bunch of really groovy groceries today. I know that that's boring, but for me, that's exciting because I'm on my diet and I'm continually trying to get below that 210 mark. I hit 210 during Christmas. I went above 210 because, you know, we pigged out. But I'm back down, you know, and then ultimately good old Doc Emery says to me, Phil, I'd really like to see you at 200, even 190. And I'm like, are you bullshitting me? 190, Jack, do you realize the hell that I had to go through just to get down to fucking whatever I'm at right now? 211, 210. But if that's what the doc says, that's what he says. So what are you doing? Thunder is sitting here in the doorway. She's like my little sphinx. She just sits there just. Isn't that right, Thunder? What's up, baby? What's up, baby? Cats will look you up and down like this. Whoo! You know. All right, man. I'm ready to rock this bitch. So have a great weekend. Yes, a brand spanking new Saturday Cinema, and I don't know what's going to be. Saturday Cinema. All right, let's do it. Let's do this shit. Let's do it. By the way, how'd you like those ads for the website? Hi, this is Dave Calvecchi. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're going to really love it, you know.